Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, I think you can hear me. My God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Ministry Impossible. We're your hosts. I'm your host, Minister Sharon Rambus, and we come to you every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday. And so our show is based on the scripture, Luke 18 and 27, where the theme is there is nothing too hard for God. And our mission is to empower and encourage the people of God with the word of God. And so our next show dates come on the air is March the 23rd and April the 11th. And so we thank God for you tuning in. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so no matter what comes our way today, we should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to give thanks and give praise to God. Why? Because God has been good to us. Even when things don't feel good, God is still good. And so we always start to show off with the word of prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so when we pray, God listens. And when we listen, God speaks. And when we believe, God works. And so right now, would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live under the condemnation and the clouds of threats of judgments and the threats from giants in our lives, the giants of sickness and the giants of lack and loneliness. But you create us to be giant slayers, and so we know we are no longer bound, but thank God we are free. Free to live and love in the purpose and power in which you have created us. And so, Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you for being so good and so kind and so loving to us. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for your grace observing. And we know that it is truly a gift from God. And so we thank you for the gift. We thank you for the gift of your son. And so right now we ask that you would get the glory out of the show and allow the show to be used as a platform to show people your love and your grace and your mercy, and that you still looking out for them. And so even in a world of full of bad things, Lord, you're still good. And so right now, Lord, as the word go forth, we pray that your power, your love, your protection, and your word gives life and encouragement to every dark situation. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
man hangs out with the unlikely, and he eats with them. So they were mad that Jesus would keep such company of people. And so Jesus, hearing this, he responds to the complaints by telling them three parables, which was one of the ways that Jesus commonly taught. And so the first parable that Jesus taught was about a man who had 100 sheep. As he was traveling, he loses one of the sheep, so he leaves the 99 to go find the one. Yeah, some people already know that you were at one point in time that one. And so when he finds him, he puts the sheep on his shoulder and he carries him back to the sheepfold. And when he gets back home, the Bible says that he rejoices with his friends and neighbors. And so to most of us, that is good news, because from time to time, we have strayed away. We have strayed away with our thoughts. We have strayed away with our words. We have strayed away with our actions. So it's good to know that if we stray away, Jesus will lead the folks that are doing fine, the folks that are doing well, to come and see about us. Amen. And so if Jesus was teaching this parable today, if he was teaching the parable to shield of faith today, Jesus would say, I got 99 sheep, but I still got to find that one. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus came and found me when I was lost. I was glad that Jesus came and found me when I strayed away. Amen. And so the second parable is about a woman who has 10 pieces of silver. And she loses one of the pieces of silver in the house. So she lights a candle and sweeps the house from the back to the front, from the top to the bottom, all in search for that piece of silver. And so in the midst of her sweeping, she finds the lost piece of silver, and she celebrates once again with her friends and neighbors. And so this parable teaches us that you can be lost in the house. You can be in the house and still find yourself lost. You can be in church, attending Sunday school and Bible study, and still somehow find yourself being lost. And if you're not careful, you lose your joy. You can lose your peace. You can lose your mind all while being in the house. And so someone might ask the question, is it possible that you could get lost in the house? Yeah, some of you experience that very thing. Yes, we lose things all the time, our cell phones, our keys, and even some persons have somehow wandered away all while being in the house. Amen. And so Jesus teaches this third parable, which is one of the most famous parables in the Bible. It's commonly referred to as the prodigal son. And that's where we'll find our text for the day. It's about a man who has two sons, and the younger of the two asked the father for his inheritance. You know, he was being a little disrespectful, because typically you don't ask for inheritance until a person dies. You know, and so we all got those disrespectful moments. And so the father, he obliged, and he gave him what he asked for. And the Bible says, not many days after, the son gathered his things and journeyed into a far country, where he wasted his substance with riotous living. Yeah, he was wilding out, y'all. And after he depleted his resources, good times, good things don't last always, amen. And he went and got a job feeding pigs. And so, you know, for a Jewish person, pig, swine, goes against religious tradition, his culture, his beliefs. And so some of us could testify that sometimes when we make some reckless choices, reckless decisions, we find ourselves counter religious beliefs, some of the religious teachings that have been instilled in us. And so he got tight for him. And so he was feeding the pigs. And so he even wanted pigs food. Amen. And so you know it had to be tight. And so, but thank God, like many of us, he came to his senses. And he started heading back home. Amen. And so he prepared, as he prepared to go back home, he rehearsed his apologies. He got all his I'm sorries together and said, Father, forgive me. He got them all together, but it was shocking because as he was a great way off, as he was coming down the street, as he turned off of Jefferson onto Crane, the father had compassion and ran and hugged and kissed him. You notice he didn't respond like many of us would say, yeah, what you been doing? You might as well go back where you was at. But I believe that this is the crust of this message, is that the father responds. And so he's teaching us this is how we are to respond to each other. And so the son tried to get his memorized apologies out, but the father did not acknowledge it. But instead, he said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. And so although most of this parable is about the young man or the prodigal son, I've come to understand that it contains so much more. I believe the lesson that is teaching, it comes from the father's reaction to the son when he returns home. He covers him because he covers him with compassion. And so Jesus is teaching us today that although we have made some mistakes, although we have made some wrong decisions, some selfish demands and some unreasonable demands, some wasteful living, he still covers us with his compassion. He covers us with his love. 1 Peter 4 and 8 verse. Over a multitude of sins. And so I thank God that he covered me. Not only will he cover you with compassion, but in verse 22 it says that he covered him with the robe. And so with the robe, he covers our sins. He covers our pains, our failures, our shortcomings, our anxieties, our secrets. He covers our history, those places that we shouldn't have been, those bad thoughts. Yeah, that stuff, he covers it. You know the stuff that you don't want nobody to find out about. The stuff that you did, that you said you would never do. Yeah, that stuff, he covered it. So I thank God that he covered me. I don't know about you this morning. He didn't put me on blast. He didn't put my mess on the front page of the paper. He didn't put me on the radio on the Mildred Gaddis show. He didn't put me on Front Street. And it wasn't because I wasn't guilty, but it was because I was covered. So I thank God that he covered me. How about you this morning? And then secondly, he put a ring on his finger. And so the ring represents relationship. And so when me and Tiffany got married, there were an exchanging of rings. And so that ring symbolized ownership, companionship, fellowship, relationship. And so it lets the world know that you're not on your own. It lets the world know that you belong to somebody. And so, and that's all God was showing us in this parable, that he's still in a relationship with you, that you are still his son, that you are still his daughter. You still belong to him. And so no matter how far you've gone, if you return, he will still claim you as his own. And then finally, he gave the son some shoes, and the shoes represent direction and guidance. Psalms 37 and 23 says, the good, the step let your girl say, oh, we're only going to be there for a minute. He covered you. And so I'm glad this morning that he covered me about you. Because I believe that someone here today can testify that he covered you. He paid your bills. He healed your hurts. He calmed your fears. He dried your tears. He stepped right in on time. He covered you. He protected you from your enemies. He put truth on those lies that was told about you. He put success on your failures. I believe somebody know that he mended your family. He mended your broken heart. Because all of us had those prodigal moments. But I thank God that he loved us enough. He didn't throw us away. But he covered us. He reversed the curse. He changed our direction. He covered me from sin and suffering. Because the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We got some healed folks in the house. He covered you. He covered you from death. When they stretched him wide and when they hung him high, he hung his head and for me, he died. But that's not how the story ends. Because 3 days later, yeah, somebody know the story. 3 days later, he rose again. He got up. God raised him up with all power in his hand. I know I got somebody here today that's glad that God covered you. Because when he covered you, he confused your enemy. Because he turned your situation around. He turned your failures into lessons learned. He turned your weakness into strength. He turned your tears into triumph. He turned your mess into ministry. He turned your gloom into gladness. He turned your despair into determination. Has he done anything for you today? Has he covered you? Has he made a way out of no way? Well, then you ought to stand up and give him glory. You ought to stand up and give him praise because he covered me. Did he cover you? He did not hold our yesterday against us. Thank you, Lord. Because I don't know about you, but I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very ignorant sin within. I was seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, he lifted me. Now safe am I. What was it? It was love that lifted me. It was love that covered me. Come on, I can hear you. Love lifted me. It was love that covered me. It was love. I'm trying to tell you this morning that the message is all about God's love. Because yes, he loved me. Yes, he loves you. Because you're special. You have mother's eye. So I don't care about what you think about me. All I know is I want to please Jesus in everything that I say and do. Because he loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me when they tried to throw me away. He loved me when they started talking about me. He loved me. Have he loved you? I'm talking about the love of Jesus this morning. He loves you. That's all. That's all the Bible is about. The 66 books of the Bible. We're talking about the love of Jesus. Love has no man shown when he laid his life down for his friend. You're a friend of God. Aren't you glad to be a friend of God this morning? Let's put our hands together and thank God for being called a friend. Amen.
Give up so many times, but God.
Thank you.